Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey there, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Got some great guests here in the studio. Fantastic. Again. A full house.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
A packed studio audience today.
I know. A lot of work for us to do in the next 30 minutes, but it's going to be really exciting. We have KS Family Law here, and also MedSmarter, and I'm excited to talk about them and find out what they all do.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Before we get to that, I want to remind everybody about quality care close to home. That's Eastside Medical Center. They've been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside system of care, anyone can visit eastsidemedical.com.
In fact, I am using Eastside Medical Center right now because my wonderful son tore his ACL playing basketball.
Yeah, and he got cared for well, didn't he?
He did, and he's getting cared for well, and he'll be getting cared for well for the next year as he goes through rehab.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, maybe
wonderful.
6 months. He's young.
He's young, if I know your son, he will go above and beyond and do more than expected and want to get everything off his knee as quickly as possible.
Are we talking about the same kid?
Yes.
All right.
Because it will keep him from basketball and baseball and other
things.
You're
right. So,
if it were studying, well, anyway.
Yes, if it was school, completely different thing. Anyway, we have gone down a rabbit hole that we don't want to go down. Our first guest here is from KS Family Law. Randy Kessler is a high-profile divorce lawyer in Atlanta for the past 30 years. He's the founding partner of KS Family Law, a 30-person family law firm here in Atlanta, and he represents lots of entertainers and athletes, and we'll talk about that. But, Randy, good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is a great place to be.
We love having you here. Tell us about KS Family Law. I kind of gave a brief overview, but give us a little bit more information.
You know, so we're family lawyers. We're divorce lawyers, and that sounds negative and depressing, but the truth of the matter is you could spin it, right? We call ourselves freedom lawyers. We like to give people back their freedom. And, you know, we don't cause divorce, but if you're going to go through it, and it does happen to about half of everyone in America, right? We want to help you get through it. We have 13 lawyers. We've done it for about 30 years, or I've done it for 30 years. We have 7 women lawyers. People ask all the time, do you represent men? Do you represent women? And the answer is yes. And now we've got women suing women for divorce and men suing men for divorce. So it's a whole new world from when I started. But we try very hard to get it resolved without going to court. That's the last result. If we have no choice, we go to court. But I think our reputation is, if the other side's not going to be reasonable, we are not afraid to go to court. I like going to court. I enjoy trials, but I don't enjoy them unless I feel like I've done everything possible to stay out of court. And when you can't get it solved, well, then I get to go to court and do my thing.
Divorce is not always negative. I know a lot of folks that have divorce parties after it's finalized.
There's a whole new industry now, divorce parties, divorce. You know, Vegas is thriving. There's always a new thing in Vegas, right?
Right.
Divorce parties.
But as you said, you know, you're a freedom lawyer, so that's pretty cool. You've handled some high-profile cases. Your firm has, you know, NeNe Leakes, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Evander Holyfield, Ludacris, Usher, Andre Rison, and the list goes on. So the obvious question we have is, how did you get your? Because you're kind of like the divorce attorney for the stars,
we have a lot of them. We have our share for sure.
So how did you get the first one? Because I'm sure once you get the first one, it's word of mouth after that. But how did you kind of go down that trail?
So it's been a long process, and like anybody that's made it and had some level of success, it's hard work. I mean, I don't think Johnny Cochran started off taking, you know, O.J. Simpson type clients. He started off taking $50 pleas for clients that were in jail already. I worked my butt off, and I worked really, really hard. And we represented a lot of women who had kids with athletes or superstars, and they weren't getting any money, and they didn't have money to hire a lawyer. And I was young and hungry, and I was a little bulldog, and I went after it, and I said, we're not going to let this guy get away with it. And after a while, the entertainers and the hip-hoppers and the athletes would come in, and they'd meet with me, I'd say, so you need to file a lawsuit? You want to establish parenting time? They said, no, I just heard I need to meet with you so that she can't hire you. And that sort of, that was a little bit of a turning point for us when that started happening. But, you know, it's been a long evolution, and that's really maybe 10%, 15% of our practice. Our average client is somebody who can afford us, who has some serious issues, but is not famous, and they don't want to be famous, and they don't want to be in the news, and they don't want to be on TV, and they're not. And, you know, that's sort of the favorite thing I love when a client says, I'm not one of your famous clients. And I say, well, good, because the famous ones are really hard to deal with. And there's a lot of, you know, managers and, I mean, they're wonderful people. And I admire the hell out of how successful they are. But, you know, you got to sort through the managers, the financial advisors, the agent, the buddy from high school that won't leave their side. Because you got to figure out what they want, not what their friends think they want.
When it comes to family law and these 85% of the clients, that are, whether it's the famous clients or the other 85% that don't want to be famous and just want to be free and go through it the right way, where does the conversation start? What are some of the first things you're talking to them about and want to get centered on quickly?
Well, Steve, that's a great question. The hard part is some people come in and they just want to talk and they want to tell me their whole life story. And some people come in and they just want to listen. They want to understand the whole divorce process. And it's a balance. It's got to be sort of half and half. They've got to find a lawyer that will listen to them, that they know is going to hear what they're saying. On the other hand, I've got a lot of knowledge that I think they need to know. And I got to find my times and pick my spots to say, you know, that makes me think of the issue of should you leave the house, should you not leave the house. But really, it starts with me saying, what brought you here? You know, why are you here today? Because some people come in saying, I might want a divorce in 5 years, but I just need to know what's it going to look like, what do I need to do to prep for it. And some people come in and say, my husband just served me papers yesterday, I don't want the divorce, but I guess I'm going to have one. So it can go from baby steps to gigantic steps, depending on who the client is and what the day is. It's all over the place.
Our guest is Randy Kessler with KS Family Law here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and Randy's been in the law business for over 30 years. I failed to mention you're also a published author. The book is Divorce, Protect Yourself, Your Kids, and Your Future. What is the biggest takeaway that I would get if I read that book, or when
well,
I read that
well,
book?
Well, you know what? It's actually, that question could also be tied to the last question that Stephen asked me. Where does the conversation start? So 25 years ago, I started writing this book. Everything I'd want a client to know before they came to see me. Should I move out of the house? How do I find a lawyer? Do I need a lawyer? What does a judge do? Do my kids testify? You know, all those kind of things. And I wrote them out, but it was just so convoluted. I waited about 20 years, and I had a client who'd written 100 books, and she said, you got to just finish that book off, Randy. You told me about it. So it's really anything that you could think of, and it's just a little bit of it. You know, what is mediation? Obviously, if I'm your lawyer, you're going to ask me what mediation is, and I'm going to sit down and explain it to you. But if you want a paragraph about it, generally, what is mediation? What is arbitration? What is alternative dispute resolution? What is collaborative law? It's just got a little bit. It was sort of written before blogs were a thing, but it's probably a combination of a few hundred blogs on the top topics for people that might be going through a divorce.
Would it be right to say maybe a primer, a good primer to get you started and kind of a little bit about a lot of things?
Yeah, it's enough to maybe feel, I hate to say this, but make you feel a little more comfortable that there is an answer to every question you have. Do the kids testify? Can we share custody? Can we decide things ourselves? And it's at divorceprotect.com. You can get it on Amazon. You can pick it up in our office or whatever, or just email me at rkessler@ksfamilylaw. But it's a lot of lawyers have asked, why are you giving away all that free knowledge? Why are you letting people, you know stuff that they would actually have to pay us for? But it's out there for everybody. It's right in the law. It's just a question of, you know, is that right for me? Then they come to us and say, I like that idea. I read about depositions. I can ask my husband, did he do this? Tell me more.
A more knowledgeable client will be more than happy to pay you what you're worth.
Absolutely.
When they have a good knowledge base to start from. You talked about how the main thing is to, or one of the big things is to potentially try to stay out of court. You want to try and do it outside of the court, I assume, because of cost and length and things like that.
And the emotional cost, sure.
Okay, so talk about what it's like to go through a divorce outside of the court, and then maybe what are some of the flags or warning signs where someone might be thinking, ooh, this might be heading to a more contentious
divorce. Well, you know, there's a judge that I know that does a lot of mediation now, and he says, he's got a saying, it takes four people to settle, and it takes one to screw it up, right? Both sets of lawyers and both sets of clients have to agree to settle, and if they all come together, the problem is everybody feels like, she did this to me, he did that to me, I should be rewarded, and these are not personal injury cases. You know, if your husband cheated on you, most judges are going to say, you know what you get? You get your freedom. You get to be away from him. You don't get extra money because of that. You do have the right to a jury trial in Georgia, but the bottom line is we got to figure out what is the value to each side of just being done with this. And sometimes they'll walk away with less than 50%, or they'll walk away and not stay in the nice house. And I have clients who say, I'm living in a buddy's basement for the last 3 years since my divorce, and I'm happier than I've ever been. So our job is to figure out what's going to make them happy, or as one client told me, at least what's going to make me less miserable, you know?
So the biggest warning sign is one of those four people looks like they're about to throw a wrench in stuff.
And there are lawyers that say, look, I'm going to ratchet it up because I can make more money. And that's why, you know, I hope if you're thinking about going through divorce that you get a lawyer that's quality, that knows what they're doing, and that hopefully your case is not their biggest case where they want to just grind it out and make a lot of money. You want a lawyer that does a lot of them so that they can say, look, I want to get you done and over with so that you refer your friends to me and so that you have some peace and I can sleep at night, not the lawyer who this is their only case and they better keep it going.
You bring up making sure you select the right lawyer. Mm-hmm. We pass those billboards all the time. Yeah. Divorce, $300.
Yeah, those are the uncontested ones. Those, yeah. Be careful with, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right?
So, right, and that's what I want to make sure our listeners understand is, you know, you get what you pay for. Be careful, you know, when you see these, you know, these very inexpensive types.
Sure, and I'm not saying go out and spend all the money you have, but if you have the opportunity, maybe go meet with an expensive lawyer or a lawyer that's quality, or, you know, and there's some quality lawyers that are less expensive that don't charge for the consultation. I'm not saying that all lawyers that charge are better, but shop around is what I would say. Even if you've come to see me or you're thinking about coming to see me for a divorce, go meet with somebody else. Find somebody that does family law. Find 2, 3, 4, 5 lawyers if that's what you want to do, and see which one listens to you and which one you think you bond better with, because the bottom line is this is a very intimate process that you're going to be telling this person things you probably haven't told anybody else in your life, your mother, your brother, your sister, and you're going to walk in and tell somebody you just met about your sex life with your husband or your sex life with your boyfriend or whatever it is. And we have heard it all.
it's an interesting point you brought up about it's not a personal injury case, it's a divorce case, yet it is an emotional thing.
100%.
That people, it's absolutely emotional, and yet at the end of the day you're both signing contracts. And one thing my mom and dad taught me, you know, always read every contract. Of course, mm-hmm. we never do on our phones. Just go to I accept, I accept. This is not the time to just click I accept. This is the time to make sure you understand.
1,000%. And it's funny because I think what most what clients get upset with divorce lawyers about most of all is a settlement that they reached, which is interesting because divorce lawyers would make more money if they didn't reach a settlement, right? If we went all the way to court and made more money. But clients, they often, you know, it's 8 o'clock at night. We've been mediating all day. We've been negotiating. I just want to be done with this. I'll sign whatever. If a client says, Randy, if you think it's good for me, I'll just sign it, I say run. You know, sleep on it. Tomorrow when you're fresh, we can look at it again. But that's the hard part. Some people want out so bad. At that moment, it's worth giving up on everything that they really wanted. And then 5 years later, when they could use a new car and they gave up that last $50,000 to get out of the room, they wish they still had it. So it's a hard balance for us. I don't want to screw up a settlement, but I don't want a client to be upset at me later. So it's a difficult balance.
All right, Randy, I want to turn this interview a little bit here and change subjects. We talked about how you've represented and handled some cases for some celebrities, entertainers, and athletes. You've taken your relationships with them to a whole different level with this really new thing called StarSona. I think you came out with it about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Tell us about StarSona. This is really cool.
So that's my happy place. I mean, I like, you know, I don't. Talking about divorce,
it's your freedom. It's your freedom.
That's my freedom, right? It sets me free. So I get calls like, and Mike, I know you and Steve, you guys used to be in sports business, sports broadcasting. You get calls and say, hey, can you have one of your famous clients wish me a happy birthday or wish my kid a happy birthday? And so I go and find one of my clients and try to do it. And that was sort of, you know, inconvenient and awkward. And I just thought anybody should be able to do that. Anybody in America or across the world should be able to go online. There should be an app for that where you should find your favorite star, say, I wonder if I could just pay them to wish my nephew good luck in the basketball game, or good luck, or hope you heal from your injury, so you can get back on the court. I had an injury, you know, when I was 18, and I still made it to the NBA. Keep working hard. And so I came up with this, and it's now live. It's starsona.com, like persona, StarSona, S-O-N-A. And you can go online. There's an app on the Google Play or on the Apple Store. And you look up your favorite star by sport, by industry, by entertainment, by whatever you want. And you see what they're charging. And they're donating the money to charity. They may charge $500 if it's a superstar. They may charge $20 if they just want to, you know, do videos for a lot of people. And they want to raise money. You know, Jerome Jurenovich, your friend and my friend, raises money for Alzheimer's research. And he will do a great video from the studio that, you know, makes you feel like, wow, that was a professionally produced video that I got for $25. And I'm going to send a congratulations on my friend from Pittsburgh, because that's where Jerome's from. You know, it may be that you find a star that's from your hometown. But I think it's a great thing. It makes people happy. It works. it works very well. And
so it's a win-win. I mean, for your son or beloved other, I mean, they're getting a personalized message from their idol. And, of course, a lot of money's going to charity.
Yep.
Who are some of the bigger names that would be on StarSona so far?
So Dominic Wilkins is on there. Vander Holyfield's on there. Kyle Lowry, Paul George, Terrell Owens, Taysom Hill from the Saints. You know, a lot of people are on there. And what we're finding, Mike, it's interesting you said that people go on there and they get videos for their kids, and then they say, hell, I want one for me too. You know, so we're getting two or three or four requests. It's a fun thing to see. And also, we post the videos, unless the fan wants a private, on the profile. So you can go to their profile and you can see the videos that Dominic Wilkins has done or that, you know, whoever's done.
And typically, how long are they for each person? Is it up to that celebrity?
Yeah, it's up to the celebrity. We ask them to do at least 15 to 20 seconds, but some of them do a few minutes, some do even longer. It depends on the topic. It depends on the person and how long they have. If they're doing it from a plane, they better do it quick before the flight attendant catches them. If they're doing it from home, it might be longer. And that's the beauty, is it's authentic. It's not, you know, oh my gosh, I've got to dress up and come into the studio. They see it on their phone. They say, I'm going to hit this right now and answer this right while I'm thinking about it. And you hear the dog bark in the background. So that's a one-of-a-kind video that you will never see anywhere else identical to that.
Not only basketball, there's baseball players, Alex Wood. I just downloaded the app while you guys were talking.
See?
And Justin Gatlin, track and field star. My youngest son is a huge super fan of American Ninja Warrior. Joe Morovsky, the weatherman.
You better believe it.
Is on there. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we got Mr. Olympia. We got five-time Mr. Olympian, and we got track and field. You said Justin Gatlin.
I mean, there's a ton of people.
We got the high jump champ Charles Austin.
Yeah, goodness gracious, Bob Rathman, man.
Yeah, we got some good folks. Steve Holman's on there, voice of the Hawks.
Man, yeah, a lot of people.
So very cool. You're a happy place. What's the website? Is StarSona.com?
StarSona.com.
Just go to the App Store.
Go to the App Store and download it.
Free to download, right?
Free to download. It's free to browse. You don't have to pay to get in.
Oh, Mike. There's a radio podcast section.
There is. You guys are going to be the next stars.
Yeah.
What's the minimum price? You know,
$5 is our minimum.
$5. I think we'll be the $5
Steven and
guy.
I will wish your son or loved one a happy birthday or whatever.
I expect
the case
to see
you
signed up by tomorrow.
And we'll go on for 5 minutes and waste people's time.
It will be the best video you've ever paid. Be the best $5 you've ever spent.
That's awesome. I love the idea, Randy. Great. I mean, about a year ago, I think I got an email that you probably sent out to all your friends about what it was all about. I was like, this is really cool. What a great idea.
Well, I've been pushing you to get on.
Of it?
You know, and I got to tell the audience, you know, you guys are so humble. I've been begging these guys to get on, Mike and Steven. And they're like, we're not famous. Nobody's going to our videos. I'm like, you guys have followers. You have fans. You are famous, and you're gregarious. You guys, the other thing is, that's where people can go viral, right? You do a video, and the next step is going to be fan reaction video. You do something that makes a kid laugh, and that parent films that kid laughing and having a good time. How does that make you feel about how you touch somebody when you see the reaction to your video, right? It's going to be good as a star.
Lord knows. So my kids are in the culture of watching reaction videos and watching people on YouTube playing NBA 2K. To this day, I don't get how certain videos get a million views. So you never know, Mike. You never know.
It's all personality. You guys got a little bit of that.
Well, thank you.
That's a great way to end the interview.
Quite a compliment. So for Randy, for those that do need to search out your services for divorce or whatever, or want to maybe have a conversation with you, what's the best way to get in touch with KS Family Law?
KSFamilyLaw.com. KS like King Solomon, not like KF like King Frank. King Solomon, FamilyLaw.com. KSFamilyLaw.com. And you can Google us. You can find us. We're really not hard to find. We don't want to be a secret.
Great. Randy Kessler, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Great being on with you guys.
So Randy asked us to be on his app. Another group of people that need to be on the StarSona app, that is the group at Subaru of Gwinnett. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. Join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. If you're not, you need to become one. And you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page and other social media platforms for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Because after all, love is what makes
a
Subaru.
There you go. Our next guest come to us from Med Smarter. Joining us is Don Mahmood. He is the CEO. Is it CEO? No.
CEO. Yep. CEO.
It says CBO.
Chief Business Officer.
Chief
Business Officer.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, did I misread that? Do I need my? I'm trying to do this without my reading
You are
glasses.
An executive who is the Chief Business Officer.
Right.
So.
And Maher Ahmed is also with Med Smarter. He's the Business Development Specialist. Maher, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Glad to have you guys here. First question, very basic in general. What is MedSmarter? What do you guys do?
So MedSmarter is actually the best explained as a hybrid of tutoring and classroom setup. We cater to pre-med and medical students. prepare them for their MCATs, USMLEs, on the clinical experience, and then residency prep.
So when these students, there's a very defined universe for what you guys do. I'm assuming you don't come in to these students when they first start the program. This is, they're kind of moving along and they're looking to do a little more. Talk a little bit about how people find you.
That's a good question. It's a one-stop shop. I like to think of it as we have interns that are high school students or graduates that come to us and they start learning about the medical process because maybe they are passionate about medicine themselves or their parents are pushing them to go to med school. So they come in and do an internship, and we have a very broad scope of internships ranging from marketing, journalism, development, and business, as well as clinical experience. So they can go in a shadow with a doctor, and that's a great way to learn of what it is that you want to do, right? So anywhere from high school to pre-residency, so anyone that's finished medical school.
Guys, talk about MedSmarter and how it got started, and how, where the idea came from, and how it progressed.
Sure. So it started initially as a one-on-one tutoring service, and then in 2014, we kind of introduced it into a more of a broader perspective of getting additional students in one particular class rather than focusing on one student, make it more of a business aspect to it, and try to help more students at one time rather than doing it one-on-one. So when someone chooses a career in medicine, it's very difficult as it is because it's the hardest exam there is.
Yeah.
And then, you have family life, you have, kids that need attention also, and then, of course, parents. A lot of times people don't really understand the dedication it takes to become a, practicing physician. So, we want to kind of help them along that entire way, again, like a GPS to kind of navigate them through all the different hurdles so not everyone has to go through the difficult times.
I want to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, and then Randy also mentioned in his segment that there is a personal aspect to it, and there's a little mental health aspect as well. So you hear a lot about physician burnout and student burnout. So we care about the success of the student, and when we do that, we're successful. And if we're successful, then the patients are getting the best care, right? So we care about the actual individual, whether they're coming in as an intern and they might leave over the summer, or they're with us throughout all of their board preparation.
So you got. I'm allowed to ask one ignorant question every show, okay? And I haven't done it yet. Just one.
Save it for you guys.
If I do two, they kick me out of the studio. So I've saved it up till now, and I'm going to ask this ignorant question. So in education, there's usually an end goal. We're going to go get this degree. We're going to go get this. And clearly, you're talking about helping people prepare for the MCATs. That was specifically mentioned. Are there any other end goals for the students that they can reach? Because I heard you talk about marketing and journalism. So is it more than just medical exams that we're helping students prepare for?
So it's not only, I think that's more from what Mary was saying, it's more from the experience side.
Okay.
Do the high school students, do they really want to get into this particular field? And it gives them different options to go into marketing or whatever it may be. But our core focus is helping pre-med students, which they would need help with the MCATs,
okay,
which is the medical college acceptance test, and then onwards to USMLE when they are medical students. So USMLE is United States Medical License Exam. So anyone that wants to become a practicing physician in the U.S., they have to take these exams so they can get licensed. And there's multiple steps to it. You have four different exams you need to take. You have a step one, which is your basic sciences, and then step two, CK, which is clinical knowledge, and step two, CS, clinical skills. And then once you get into residency, that's when you take step three. So there is a lot of vetting that happens for someone to become a physician.
So everyone has heard of the SAT prep classes and stuff like that. So
right.
This is a very, very, very rough generalization. This is helping someone from step one of I'm interested in pre-med all the way up to getting fully licensed. And that is a long process, right? You talked about the four steps. This is years and years and years of working with students, right?
Right. So, that's why we focus more on building the relationships, because it's not only helping them with one particular step it's not like, step one, step two like that. These are geared towards those particular exams. That's what they're referred to. Step one is one of the exams, and step two CS and CK are the other exams,
and the other interesting, and I guess here leads into a very obvious question. Is anyone else doing stuff like this, and what makes you guys different from anybody else that's doing stuff like this?
Sure, there's a few other companies out there that are offering these services because obviously it is higher education. There's a big market for it. What makes a difference is we're providing that personalized approach and the personalized attention. When a student usually goes to other courses, you have 40, 50, 100, 150 students. Like I spoke to a student last week. I'm not going to say the name of the other company, but they took that course last year, and they're still struggling with step one. And the first question I asked him was, well, how many students were in that particular class? He said 150. I said, well, there you go. So when you have 150 students in one class, you're not going to get that attention that you need. So we cap our size, class size at about 15 students at max. And then we're still able to provide that additional support to the students.
And you guys go beyond classroom. You talked about, Maher, you talked about shadowing doctors. Talk a little bit about some of the things outside the classroom that you guys offer and do.
Yeah, so it's a systemic approach we take to learning. It's very active, and you can learn inside of a hospital or in a clinic. So we have medical professionals that are board certified. They've gone through their ACGME, so it's all the accreditation, and they can go and shadow a doctor, whether that be a surgeon, someone, a PCP, primary care physician, depending on what their interest is, and be in the hospital, be with the healthcare line, so they're working with nurses, PAs, physicians, other medical students, local graduates, and international. So it's a real holistic approach to learning.
We're talking with Don and Maher with MedSmarter here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and Don shared with us before the show that it's Maher the Mayor, or Mayor the Mayor, as you're called sometimes. If I'm a prospective student or I'm a student, I want to know who's teaching me. So talk about your team. Who's going to be helping me learn all this?
Yeah, so we do a lot of vetting when we pick our instructors. We make sure they're, first of all, board certified. But beyond that, we care that they're passionate about what they're doing. Because medicine is very personal. When you're in a doctor's office, it's going to be you and that doctor, maybe a child and their parent and a doctor if they're underage. But we want that experience to be from their learning environment. So at MedSmarter, we have very small classroom sizes, similar to what you guys have here in Business Radio X in Gwinnett. It's a small conference room. And in their exam board preparation rooms, it's emulated just like it would be in a doctor's environment. So it looks like a doctor's hospital. It looks like an office. When you're in there, it's one-on-one tutoring. It's one-on-one teaching. You might have three or four other students in there with you.
For the CS portion.
Right. So that's a step two CS. And if you're in the medical vicinity or you're in that capacity, you understand what I'm talking about. But to get back to what we do and what we look for our professionals that we hire as teachers, they have to be passionate. They have to care about medicine. Our instructors are board certified. They've had over 10 years of experience. So they know what it is that students need. And we've kind of taken our courses in that direction based off of their feedback.
Is MedSmarter available only in the Metro Atlanta area? Is it available outside of it? Talk a little bit about your coverage.
So that's a good point. So everything that we've done, we've kind of designed it around based on the student feedback and what they need, right? So the students have an option of coming in live to take the courses. They can be with an instructor in class. And then at the same time, we use technology like WebEx and Skype or Zoom for students that, again, to save them on costs or what have you, they can come in person or take it online.
Yeah.
So if they're it's schedule-based. The courses are, for step one and step two CK, we've designed it where it's continuous enrollment. As long as there's not a multiple-day topic, they can join in and then go through the entire cycle.
So if their only option is that 150, 200-person class that they're not getting a lot of success with, they can benefit from some of the online stuff. So let's get down to brass tacks, the nitty-gritty, fill in your other metaphor there that you want. Your success rate with your students, can you give any numbers to that and especially compare them to the national average of success rate for some of these tests?
Sure. So statistically, I would say we're 98% or higher in our pass rates.
Wow.
The reason for that is because we have a proven method that we use. When we first have the students come in, again, depending on which program they're taking, there's always an assessment. Where do they stand? Right. Once we have that figured out, then we see what their strengths and their weaknesses are. We help build on their strengths and remove their weaknesses, regardless if it's step one, step two CK, or step two CS. We give them that personalized attention to kind of remove any hurdles that they will be coming across, whether it's test taking strategies or exam anxiety. you know,
so you're going beyond the material. You're helping them in all aspects.
Right. Yeah. So basically, we look at the students as, you know, future physicians that need that help now, right? So we help students by building that relationship now. And then in turn, when they find success, become practicing physicians, they're affecting multiple patients, right? So we got to kind of try to help them now in order to help them a little bit later on.
Do you guys have numbers on what the, without your intervention and help, what's the national average of pass rate on some of these tests?
There's a lot of claims out there, anywhere from 90%, like just yesterday I was talking to another student. They're working another program. They had like 15 or 16% pass rate. But
that's not good.
That's not good.
So I will say that students have gone to those big box retailers to take their exams, ended up failing.
Yeah.
And I know some of them do pass, but they come to us and they pass with a high score after that.
Hey, Mike, I want to just let you in. 98% pass rate. That's high. That's good.
It's better than 15.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah.
You know that.
Most important question. Thank you, Mr. Obvious. Most important question I'm going to ask you, for those that would like to find out more about the scheduling or the cost and things like that, where can people get more information about MedSmarter?
Sure. So www.medsmarter.com. That's our website. And we're pretty active on social media, Instagram and Facebook. We did implement some videos where students can go to our YouTube channel. Again, at MedSmarter would be our social handle. They can get a little snippet of how some of the different programs are, and then you know, get some feedback from actual instructors that have gone through the process, and they're practicing physicians, they're residents. So, I want to keep focusing on building the relationship with students. I'm going to share a quick story with you guys. So we had a student that he started off with step one, and then he took step two CS, and then he took step two CK with us as well throughout the piece. So he got his results back, and he texted me that, "Hey, Don, I passed. Are you guys in the office? I'm coming over." I was like, "Yeah, come on through." So he comes in, and he brought, you know, a little boxes of chocolates for all the instructors. And then he's just telling me that, you know, he starts tearing up that, you know, he's the third son. He's the only one that followed in his father's footsteps. And his father's a physician also. His father was crying that he passed. And then all of a sudden, he just reaches over and starts hugging me like, you know, he's my long-lost brother or something like that. And that's the type of impact I would want to make on, you know, our students. So we're building relationships, not for the short term, but for the long term, and, you know, getting that feedback, because that feels really good. And I think that's what it's mostly about.
Steven's going to give you a hug as soon as the show's
absolutely
over.
Absolutely. And I wanted to, Randy in his interview had talked about his little fun place. I believe you guys do a little podcasting on your own. Maher, do you want to give a little shout out to what you guys do, your show?
Yeah, so we started doing, so audio is a big game now. Whether it's video or not, there's going to be some audio component. So we've started interviewing some of our physicians and people that we work with that are related to the medicine and that's not related. So we do have podcasts, and it will be available once we have our full first season out. And
nice.
We'd also like to recruit you guys to come join on ours and join in on that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps some that podcast needs to be on Business Radio
X. We're getting recruited by everybody today, aren't we?
Well, what you do is you have the doctors find us on Starsona, and we'll give messages to them, and then we'll go from there.
$5 per message to our favorite charity.
Don Mahmood and Maher Ahmed, thank you guys so much for being here for MedSmarter.
Thanks, Steve and Mike.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you having us. Thank you.
I want to remind everybody that Business Radio X, we do like to partner with people, right?
Here, absolutely.
We've recruited two partners, or they recruited us on this own show. So we love to partner with businesses, and a local business we've partnered with, we are proud to partner with Nathalie Tabaris Photography. Nathalie's main focus is to capture beautiful memories for you and your family, but then she will also guide you and help select the perfect pieces of wall art to display those images. It's more than about taking the pictures. It's how you display those pictures. Your images deserve a place on your walls, not to be stuck in a hard drive. That sentence used to say in a photo album, but then it's become hard drive. It needs to be displayed on your walls in your house. Nathalie Tabaris Photography, fine portraits and wall design. For more, visit nathalietabarisphotography.com, NathalieTabaris photography.com.
I'm glad you got that right, because she's right behind us in the hallway. Oh. And yeah, so she's going to be doing photos right after
the show.
So yeah, she's giving us the wave right now.
Yay.
All right, want to thank our guests for joining us on the show, and also our producer, Trey, and all our listeners. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want. It's on the website. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and click on Gwinnett Business Radio, and you can hear the show anytime you want, 24/7, or any of our other previous 6 years' worth of episodes right there on the website. So, Stephen, any parting words?
Shout out to Connor. Get better quickly in your rehab.
Thank you, Eastside Medical Center.
Amen.
For the entire team, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!